Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. So I'm just going to pivot and talk about something that I'm really passionate about and I think is really important. So I would love to discuss the cash grab of pregnancy and postpartum and why I feel so passionately about that as a physical therapist, especially a pelvic health physical therapist. So I hear all the time about how women need like pregnancy pillows and pregnancy belts, and you'll see like SIJ belts or belts for pubic symphysis dysfunction, or that you have to wear like, I mean, honestly, even some of the like clothing and things, like it's just like insane the amount of things that society tells us we have to buy to be comfortable in pregnancy. And I will tell you that I certainly fell for more of this during my first pregnancy, and I have become so much more minimalistic as time has gone on. And I will tell you, my comfort has not decreased, it has increased as I have become more of a minimalist. And here is why. Because the Lord kind of knew what he was doing when he designed our bodies for this amazing feat of motherhood. And so there is so much that we can do from a natural, holistic perspective in using the muscles that the Lord gave us. When you actually understand pelvic health, when you actually understand how all of these muscles are designed, what they're supposed to do, how to train them well, how to assess them well, it's incredible how great you feel and how much you see through that marketing and you see through that cash grab. So for example, I actually personally have never owned a pregnancy pillow. To those of you who love them, that's totally fine. And I'm not trying to like say that you can't or shouldn't, but I will say for most of the mamas that I talk to, a lot of the time, the reason that we're needing pregnancy pillows is because we have an unstable pelvis. Now, this is very common in pregnancy because of all the hormonal shifts and changes that are happening in preparation for birth. But we don't want to leave those shifts and joints unchecked. We don't want to let our joints just kind of do whatever they want. That's why we're having pain, right? So especially a lot of ladies will tell me they have pain when they're rolling over in bed. They'll tell me that they have hip pain. They'll tell me sometimes it even wakes them up at night. And this is not exclusive to pregnancy either. I'll even hear this in postpartum. And so when I hear things like that, when I hear, you know, lunges are painful for me, getting in and out of the floor is painful for me, but especially like laying on my side at night, rolling over in bed, those things all make me think pelvic instability. And there is so much that we can do from a natural, holistic standpoint of addressing that muscular weakness to compensate for the joint laxity that is occurring naturally during pregnancy, and that may not fully resolve on its own in postpartum if we don't give it a little bit of extra support. So that's one of the items that I love to personally not waste my money on is a pregnancy pillow. On occasion, I will use an extra pillow or two as I get like towards the very, very latter stages of pregnancy to prop my leg up in a certain way. I'm actually a stomach sleeper when I'm not pregnant. But I honestly just find as long as I'm really taking good care of my body throughout pregnancy, I just naturally become a side sleeper in pregnancy, and I feel pretty good. I very rarely will maybe feel like I need to put a pillow between my knees. Maybe I'll sometimes, like for those of y'all who are familiar with the Bradley method, sometimes I have used pillows to kind of prop myself up in that position. But honestly, this third pregnancy, I haven't even really felt the need to do that. Just sleeping on my side has felt so good. And here I am in my third trimester and loving it. Not missing a pregnancy pillow, so I saved money on that. You'll also see these pregnancy belts, and they'll say like, oh, just because your belly's so heavy and it needs some help, it needs some support. And with all of these things, like, I'm not saying that no one ever would need one of those and there's no benefit to them at all, but if you actually learn how to engage your abdominals properly, I really don't find that they're necessary for the vast majority of mamas. A lot of us, when we start to feel back pain, like for example, I have started to notice that I will have back pain towards the end of the day when I'm doing dishes after dinner, being in my third trimester with my third baby. And so I have noticed it's because my posture is not good for my back when I'm doing dishes, because my belly is in the way of the sink, and so I'm kind of leaning forward. Now I can't really avoid that at the sink because of my belly and because of the way my sink is situated, but I'm aware of that, and so I will intentionally engage my abdominals a little bit more as I'm doing that activity, and my back pain just goes away. Now, if it doesn't go away completely, there are also tons of dynamic mobility exercises that I will follow that up with to help relieve those muscles that are a little bit frustrated because they're in an awkward position. I also try to not have just a ton of dishes that I have to do, so I'm not staying in that posture for a long time. But it's incredible, like just being aware of your body, understanding how it works, understanding how to support it better, understanding how to recover when it is kind of telling you, hey, I need a little more support, this doesn't feel so great. Hip stretches are really helpful as well. Our hips and back are intimately connected, and so if our hips are tight, then our back is not going to be functioning properly. But again, like, I have never ever needed a pregnancy belt unless I was running in latter stages of pregnancy. I have sometimes used one. And to be honest, it wasn't even an actual pregnancy belt. It was a holster for my firearm that I just used that way. But it's not necessary for the vast majority of pregnant mamas. If you actually just learn about your pelvic health, you learn about how to support your body through the process. Some mamas will even use like KT tape or things like that as kind of an in-between. And I've heard great success with that. I personally have not used it. I do have KT tape. I have been certified in it and everything. And I just haven't really felt the need to. But that's kind of an in-between option that some mamas will use. And at least with KT tape, like, it's you can use it for all sorts of things. It's not just for your belly when you're pregnant and then you're done with pregnancy. And it's like, okay, why did I waste this money? Another big one that I like to discuss is belly binding. This is one that has become incredibly popular and it drives me absolutely insane. I will not say that there is never a time for belly binding. I am a C-section mama. My first baby was born via cesarean, and I do think it was helpful to have one at that time. To be completely honest, I bought it for purely aesthetic reasons. I thought it would just really help my belly reduce in size quicker. And I, having had a cesarean with my first and a VBAC with my second, from personal experience, I did not use the belly binder whatsoever with my second. Obviously, it was a VBAC versus a cesarean, so there are some different things to that. Different amounts of IV fluids went into both of those deliveries, and you know, lots and lots of different factors. But my recovery with my second was night and day better, and I did that without a belly binder. So take that, you know, for what it's worth. Obviously, that's anecdotal, but time and time again, when I talk to mamas, when I see how they're doing, when I give them my 2 cents, I tell them what I think based on my clinical experience, based on the research that I've read and all the things, I just always come back to your muscles need to do the work. It's just like if you sprained your knee, right? There maybe would be a time to use a brace, but if you use that brace long term, your muscles are going to atrophy because they don't need to do their job. The brace is doing its job for them. And so they don't need to get stronger. They don't need to have that great mind muscle connection. They don't need to be coordinated. And so they're just going to stop trying. They're going to stop trying to recover. And so with belly binding, there are occasionally times like with a cesarean or with a really, really difficult delivery. If a mama has a really extreme abdominal separation and she's really, really struggling to connect to her core at all, and she's feeling incredibly unstable and incredibly uncomfortable, yeah, there are times that it's necessary short term, but very short term. And I think it's really important to not wear it all day long. I think it's important to learn how to re-engage your core. I think that will benefit you so much more. And gosh, how great would it be to just save the money and not even waste it on something that you're gonna use so short term? That's my 2 cents. I definitely don't intend to use a belly binder with my third. I just engage with my core on a regular basis throughout pregnancy. That's also a big thing. A lot of mamas think that once they become pregnant, they should stop engaging their core, that's going to make diastasis recti worse. That's actually not true. Totally depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I think that abdominal activation is actually the most important during pregnancy so that we have a really solid connection with those muscles. That's going to serve us really well during delivery, especially during the pushing phase. It's also going to help us to reconnect to those structures after we deliver so that our postpartum recovery is just that much better. Think about it like riding a bike instead of trying to find your way on a map when you've never been somewhere. Very, very different experience. So those are probably the three top items that I see everybody act like you just have to buy. That's just part of pregnancy. That's just part of postpartum. And I think it could not be further from the truth. I think actually just using the muscles that the Lord gave you is far more effective, saves you money. So just don't fall for the marketing. And if any of y'all have any questions about this, if it's something that you would like to learn more about, you would like to learn how to have this kind of connection with your body and just feel so confident in knowing like there is a solution to what I'm feeling right now, and it's not spending more money. It's learning how these muscles work. It's learning how to connect to them and being the expert of my own body and being able to support it really well throughout all of the really cool but really challenging chapters of motherhood. I would love to chat with you more. Please comment, send me a message, whatever. I'd be so happy to chat because this is something that I feel very strongly about. It has served me incredibly well throughout my motherhood journey. Again, I'm a C-section mama. Like, I have not always done things, you know, the right way. I've not always done things the easy way. My first pregnancy was incredibly difficult. My first birth was very traumatic. My first postpartum was very, very difficult and very traumatic. My second was a really, really great redemption story. This third pregnancy has just been blissful in comparison to even my second. It's just felt really phenomenal, and I'm not special. This is not one of those like, oh, I'm just lucky, I just have good genes or something like that. It truly is about knowledge. It's about understanding your body, about being consistent. And I say that as one of the busiest people I know. I have 2 kiddos, 2 and under, again, third trimester pregnant with my third. My husband works away from home pretty much all week, every week. I do all of this, run my practice. I do all of this myself. I'm incredibly busy, and I find the time to support my body so that pregnancy feels awesome, so I can prepare for the birth of my dreams, and so that my postpartum recovery will be phenomenal. And I'm really blessed to also support a lot of other mamas in that exact same endeavor. And so, yeah, I would just love to chat with y'all. If you have any questions about those things, if you're curious about how that works, because I promise there are solutions. It's not rocket science. It doesn't take hours and hours at the gym. It doesn't take fancy equipment. It just takes someone with that knowledge explaining it to you in a way that actually clicks, which is something that's the biggest compliment I get from the mamas in my program, is that the way I explain these things makes it finally click in a way that other resources that they have invested in didn't quite click for them. And that just makes me feel so good, because it's not that I'm telling you anything that's rocket science. It's just about explaining things in a way that'll make it click for you, and giving you strategies so that even the craziest, busiest mamas can be consistent with this and actually change their lives and actually feel phenomenal throughout motherhood, so that they don't have to complain about how miserable they are when they're pregnant, or the horrible birth experience that they had. Obviously, there's tons that we cannot control, but there's a whole lot that we can. And to recover really well postpartum and just feel really, really good. Like I have a mama in the program right now that I'm super, super proud of. She had twins and she's just rocking it. And it's just amazing. She's doing better than most mamas I know with one kiddo. So. And she has a toddler and twins. So if she can make time for it, if I can make time for it, I promise you there is a solution. So I hope that y'all have a wonderful evening. And if you need anything at all, just reach out. I'd love to chat. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.